Talks. I'm Rene Kiambote.
I'm Tracy Dancia.
And this episode, we're talking about dating.
Hashtag couple goals. Hashtag.
So we had a lot of questions where we were asking for subjects that people would find interesting to talk about. Dating was one of the most frequent ones. It came up a lot. So people are really curious about how dating goes for one another. So we decided to do a podcast about dating. And we're at a certain age, so it's almost inevitable to not be concerned about dating that can possibly lead to a significant other, to babies or not, to have happily ever after. No babies? Okay.
Tracy. First marriage. You first get married and then you get the babies. I don't know in which order you do it, but whatever.
Just do you. That's the most important one. So, Tracy, do you feel pressured? Because, as I said, we're at a certain age. Do you feel pressured to date or at least be open to meet new guys
or girls? I don't feel like I get the pressure from my family, but the society puts like this label on women of a certain age that are single, that there might be a problem with me or with other women. Well, I'm 28, almost 29. But I don't think it's just because we emphasize too much in being in a couple that that's the thing, that's traditional. And I don't say that being in a relationship is bad. No, I really love to be in a relationship, and I really love to have a partner with who I can share things and watch Game of Thrones together. But I think that we should also value the fact that single people are normal people, and it's not because you are a certain age that you are single that it's problematic.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something, the pressure is just the society, like people like, oh, she's 29, she's 28, 29 almost. Why is she single?
Yeah.
Like, why am I single? Because I didn't find, at this moment, because I didn't find a white partner at that moment. And that's okay. I think there are so many things other than relationships that are important in my life. So, and I think in life of a lot of other women. So yeah, pressure from my parents and my family, no, not at all. But from the society, you feel that pressure. Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I also feel a little bit of pressure from society, but I think for me, I put pressure on myself as well because I really want it. You know, I want to get married and I want to get, not get kids, have kids. If I can get them, that would be so much easier. You know, the white picket fence, but then in a warmer country. Those things I wanted. And I'm not saying that the clock is ticking, but it's in the back of my mind and not even like the far back. No, it's right behind my eyes.
But it's so funny because we just had this conversation and I was saying that for me, I've always known as a kid that I would like to have a relationship with a man and get married and have kids. Mm. But I never put a timeline on that because I know it's going to happen. Maybe not on the time that I will want it to happen, but I know that the time is right. And I'm a Christian and I believe that God's timing is perfect. So I've never had that pressure. Yeah. Yes, of course, when you date someone and it doesn't work out, it sucks. But yeah, that's okay. You know, dating is trial and error. And it's better to take your time to date than to go too fast in a committed relationship.
Yeah, it's true. But I also feel pressured from my family because, you know, my cousins at Christmas time, they told me like, hi, Rene, are you single? You know, in the WhatsApp group, we're like 50 of us. And I was like, what the hell? Why are you asking me this so bluntly? And he's like, no, it's just because, you know, for the Christmas dinner, I want to invite some friends and I want to make sure they're compatible with you. So I want to know if you're single. So I'm like, yeah, I'm single. You know, if it were up to them, I would be engaged by New Year's Eve.
Quickly, they want to have the dot money.
Yeah, they want
the bride money.
The bride treasure, that's what they want. But yeah, I mean, it's just what it is. I think everyone just needs to focus on their own timing and not be worried about the pressure that you get from family or society.
Absolutely.
Just follow your own path.
Because I think that when you get the pressure, the chances are bigger that you will get a relationship that is not yours and that will consume you physically, emotionally. And at our age, at my age, I don't think I just not go in a relationship with someone when I know that we are not compatible on some levels. Because I, in the past, I've been in this long relationship with someone who was not compatible. But it's just because I felt really insecure, and then I felt, oh, I'm at college, I'm almost finishing, I need to have a boyfriend, because that's the thing. You go to college to get a degree and a man. Like, no, but it's not what my parents say, but you get this feeling that, oh, everyone meets
you. You watch too many movies.
No, but it's like this feeling that people say, oh, at college is the perfect time to find your significant other. Yes, for a lot of people. Yeah. And the thing is, for me, I felt that pressure. And then when I just finished college, I was like, no, I have so much thing I want to do, and this partner doesn't fit in my future. I just see that. And just because of the pressure, I stayed too long in that relationship, I think.
Yeah.
Because I was scared to be alone. I was scared not to have someone at the end of my college years. So, but then I'm very happy I got to analyze that and realize that it was better to be single just after college and to do a lot of stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's important also to grow from your experiences. As you said, for me also, I was very insecure, especially as a teenager. So I would date guys that were not suitable for me at all. If I think of it now, even, I'm like, what the hell was I even doing with them? Like, we're not compatible on any sort of level. And it was just like, oh, he likes me. And you find something that you like in them, but it's just out of insecurity. And that's a shame, actually. So, yeah. But you date as a millennial, I think now it's kind of easier, but also kind of harder.
Because what do you mean?
Growing older, you have more standards. There are more boxes between quotes to check, for me, mm-hmm. at least. So when you meet someone, you want them to be... or I want it, you want them to be someone who can fit in that perfect image. I'm not describing this right, because I know you shouldn't like put someone in a perfect image. You have to take them as they are. But you search for certain things in a person.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you meet someone, you're like, okay, does he have this? Does he do this? Yes, no. And then that's what makes it hard, I think, because you don't really take the time to get to know someone for who they are,
mm-hmm.
because you immediately you dismiss them because they don't have certain qualities that you are looking for or you think you need in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think dating as a millennial is harder?
Yeah, I think the challenge is, well, absolutely, when you get older, you know who you are more most of the time. You know what you want, and you also have an experience of past relationships that makes you know, that makes you see red flags very easily and quicker. Well, not for everyone, but for me, my part, I think you don't have standards, but there are certain values that you think it's important in a relationship. And when you see that you're dating someone and those values doesn't come out, then I don't see why I should stay in it.
Yeah.
However, I think like the big challenge for millennials is not only with social media, you have all these apps, like Tinder, Bumble, whatever, Grindr for
partnership.com. No, I
don't. Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle.
You also have a dating app for Christians. No, I think that the thing is just like, one, people feel like you have more choice. Second, people will not, how do you say it, get in a relationship easy because they feel like, oh, it's a lot of work, and they don't want to put work in a relationship.
Exactly. Why is that?
And I think,
why are we so lazy?
Well, I'm not. I like to put work in a relationship, but I think for me a lot of millennials are like, oh, it's too difficult, let me just go to someone else. Or
yeah.
Instead of working when you see that it has potential.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you have a lot of choice of options, and the fact that we don't want to put work and commit, that's the word I was looking. You don't want to commit easily, especially at our age. When you're single, people just like to hang around, depending mm-hmm. on how they see their future.
Exactly.
Some people just don't want to have a long-term relationship or get married. But for other people, it's just like, oh, just have fun and explore a lot of stuff. But I think that's the thing that you don't see a lot of long-term relationships. And I just think that in the time of our parents, you had more challenges. And I think that a lot of older people, well, people from the previous generations just stayed in a relationship because they didn't have other options.
Yeah.
And now I think, well, we have other options, but I also think that people should they don't want to commit easily and they don't want to put the work in the relationship.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I think, a challenge for millennials these days.
Yeah. Put in work, people.
Well, that's it. Well, put in work is just, yeah, it's, I think that people underestimate how much work a relationship is. We have this romanticized views of relationships on TV and for what it is.
Yeah.
But my parents have been married for almost 30 years. That's wow. not it. No, but no, that's not it, because they've been through a lot of challenges. So, and it's not every day like that you are so in love and that you, you know what I mean? And I think that in a lot of TV shows, movies, we have this image and yeah. You have to put the work in a relationship. I know that from previous relationships.
Do you have Tinder?
No, but I used to have it when I just moved to Brussels, because I was like, oh, I just moved to Brussels, I'm single.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, I just broke up with my previous boyfriend. No, I don't. I use Tinder, but I don't like Tinder because, one, it's too superficial for me.
Mm.
And I'm someone who really crave deep relationships and... yeah, I don't like being... Yeah, I just don't like superficiality on that level. And also, I felt that as a black woman, I was fetishized a lot by a lot of men.
Mm.
And that someone just like, as a pickup line, used Hakuna Matata.
He did not.
Yes, he did. Oh, and or other men just saying things like, oh, I'm sure that you're good in bed. Of, oh, your lips. Like, all these things.
It's
that,
like, yeah, I'm good in bed, but it's not because I'm
No, but the thing is, it's just like... You don't want to be fetishized like that.
Yeah.
Even if you go on Tinder just for a casual relationship, that's not the way you want to be approached as a black woman or as a woman in general.
Mm.
So this is why I don't like Tinder. The superficiality, the fact that people just go, I went to a few Tinder dates, it's just quickly, people don't make efforts. You sometimes if you don't click, you feel like you don't have like the time to really to get to know the person, just have good conversation. And I like that when I date, just to talk very with the person, see what the person likes, take time to communicate between each other. And I found that Tinder doesn't have this aspect for me. I don't know what you think about it.
Let's just say online dating, because we're not we're not bashing Tinder as an app.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Well, online dating, no, because I have two friends who are getting married next year, and they met through Tinder. So for
me, I also know friends like that.
So for me, it's a no, but for other people, it can work.
Yeah, for me, it's a no also, because I am superficial, unlike Tracy. I will give you that. But just because I am superficial, I can, you know, if I were really to look for someone that I like, I would be scrolling days, because I'm looking at the... I don't even read the bio text. I'm just like looking, how do you look? Who's on your pictures? Is there a woman? Are you with your friends? Are you guys drunk? Do you have abs? Like, I'm that girl. I'm just looking at your picture like, okay, do I want to get to know you better besides your physics? But no, as you said, it's very quickly, very unpersonal.
Mm.
And that's just not for me, because I have a really challenging personality, if I do say so myself. It's
I'm not gonna comment on this.
Yeah, it's challenging, and I know that from a fact. And so for me, it's important that I get to know people who are interested in me beyond my physics.
Mm, but you are interesting in physics when you're in Tinder.
Yeah, but then I am interested in the person. If I like your physique, and then I can look further. You see how superficial I am.
I see that. I didn't know that about you. I'm so disappointed. No, I think everyone has things. Like, for me, you can be really hot, but when you start talking and the things you say can just turn me off at a point that you can't imagine. And it's not that you have to walk around eggshells or don't say what you think, but it's just like, you have a lot of very handsome men, and your body feels attracted to them, but the brain is like, no!
Yeah, exactly. Haven't we all been there? Your body's like, yay! But the brain is like, no!
The brain is like, no. So I think that's for me important, like having, like, conversation and I have people with content.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have 3 masters or 4 masters to have content.
If you do, that's good. Well, if you don't, that's also good.
Well, yeah. That's right. But you are from Brussels, right?
Yeah.
Well, you live now in Brussels. How do you find the dating scene in Brussels?
As moving from Antwerp to Brussels, I think the dating life for me here is 10 times better, really, because I meet such different people from every corner of the world, people who are highly educated or even not, but just interesting people in general. And I feel that I've been less superficial in getting to know people, men, in dating. And yeah, it's just more fun to date in Brussels because you have that variety of places to go also mm-hmm. on a date. And yeah, to get to know people beyond their apps.
So you like Brussels men more?
Well, Brussels men, you know, as I said, they're international, so it's not just people from Belgium. But I do like them more if they're situated here than if they're situated in Antwerp.
Absolutely. Okay, I get it. And so if you don't use Tinder, how can you date or meet people? What do you think? How do you do it?
How do I do it?
Well, we talk about Tinder, but we know obviously that there are a lot of apps.
Yeah. Grindr or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How do I meet people? Well, I have the luck to have a job that enables me to go around, you know, town and to interview people from all corners of society.
So you use your job to meet.
Damn it! I wanted to phrase that well. No, I don't use my job as a dating, like.
Is that your app?
My matchmaker. My job is my matchmaker. No, but I get to know a lot of people through friends also.
Mm.
I have a very social clique. All my friends are very outgoing. So when we meet up, they also bring friends and then I just meet people. I can't even say how I meet people. Mm. It just happens. Mm-hmm. It just happens. And for those who are actively looking, I know this is not helpful, but it just happens. It's not that I'm like, oh my God, I want to meet a guy today or be swept off my feet by some handsome dude. No, it just happens.
For me, I think it's important that you make yourself available. Mm. And what do I mean by that is that you...
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that you should just go out like Ren does and...
Yeah, be more like Ren. Stay out all day.
No, just go out. And if you're single and you say, oh, I'm single, I really want to meet someone. I've asked my friend, hey, if you know someone that you think will be a match, don't hesitate to introduce to me. Dare to ask. A lot of people met their significant other that way. Go out, go to places, maybe not in the mood or in the goal that, oh, I need to meet someone tonight, because I think that doesn't work right if you really go on a place to just meet a guy or the guy, just to have fun and be open to proposition or people that you think like, oh, maybe this guy, how he looks, is not my type.
Mm.
But you never know. You can be surprised.
I feel like you're talking to me.
but really, it's true. You will be surprised by the people you have when you go just a bit out of the box.
Mm.
And I know everyone has a type, but sometimes it's just interesting. You can fall in love with someone who was not your type.
Yeah.
Just by the person.
I've heard that before. It looks like a fairy tale.
Oh, wow. No, but it looks like a fairy tale and it looks too good to be true. But I think making yourself available, go out, meet new people, and just have fun and enjoy your time. Especially when you're our age, like
20. Our age? Oh my God, we sound so old.
No, but 28 or even younger. I think that you have so much things that you can do in this world, and the only thing that you should not only focus on getting a partner. I think that comes along at this perfect time, and just date. Also, date a lot of people. That's what I've learned.
Different people.
Yeah, our podcast today is really about dating, not really relationships.
Yeah.
But when you date a lot of people, you meet people, you see what you like, you see what you dislike. Dating someone doesn't mean that you are in a relationship. It's just getting to know the person.
Mm-hmm. Talking. And you can talk to multiple people at multiple times.
Absolutely.
you don't have to stick to one person and then end it and then start
mm-hmm.
seeing or dating someone else.
Absolutely. You can talk to different people and yeah, like that you might find someone. But I really want to say to people that I think you should enjoy your life, because like I said, there is this pressure of the society to get in a relationship. And I truly believe that a relationship, a fully good committed relationship with love, is good and it's fun. But it should not be getting in a relation, date to get in a relationship should not be your only goal.
Yeah. Okay, so when you have a date, what is for you the most important thing?
When I have a date?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I just gonna talk about my ideal date. Is something somewhere cozy.
Here we go.
Somewhere cozy where we can just
on the beach, and I like hour long walks on the beach.
No. Somewhere cozy where you can just have a talk, have a drink. And yeah, I just like I said, I'm a talker, and I like to talk to people and to see what people have to say. And what is a no for me? I think when you're not respectful. Some things I really do when I'm on a date, I look at the man and see how he interacts with people that are serving us.
Mm.
And that says a lot about a person, how you interact with older people, maybe if you walk around, and that says a lot about the person. Well, some people can put an act, but if you go on a few dates, you can see if the person
is genuine
or not. I think the general discussion is about who should pay, and for me, I've said it before, it's like I don't mind to have the 50-50.
She's progressive.
I don't mind that, but I just feel like if the date is very, very good and then at the end you pay, like I have to pay my part, I'm not going to be turned off. Maybe I'm going to have another date, but I'm going to check if you're not greedy, if you're not selfish, if you're someone who shares. That's more important.
Yeah.
And I don't know what is for you important.
On a date, for me, it's important that we can be honest about our... Maybe it's too soon, but for me, I like to know from the start about our expectations. You know, just talk about life, about what interests you. And also, as for the paying part... For me, if you take a girl out on a first date, you're paying as a man.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's just that's just common decency. It's also a way of courting her. Is that a word in English?
Be a gentleman.
Yeah, be a gentleman to court her. Yeah, it's hard. And just show that you have a genuine interest, because as we said with the app life dating thingies. Everything just goes so quickly, and I can understand if you have like 5 different Tinder dates in a week, you're not gonna pay for all of them. So for me, it also shows that you are invested, like mm-hmm. literally and figuratively speaking, mm-hmm. that you are invested in this date and you really wanna do an effort.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think it's also important to invest in the person, like you say, physically, emotionally, and financially. But if I
didn't say physically.
Well,
you said it.
Well,
I'm shy. I'm coy.
That's another topic.
that's another topic.
Well, but if I have a first date and I tell you the date is good, the guy is great, and then we have to split the bill at the end, then I think I will give it a second try and a third try.
Yeah.
And
I'm not saying that I won't give you any other chances if you don't pay the bill. But for me, it's just like, okay, noted.
I will do that and just see if he's selfish or not.
Mm.
Because I don't like people who are selfish.
Do you have worst first dates?
Actually, I have one. And it's about a guy who, when I was in college, it was, I just broke up with my boyfriend and... Actually, I was not ready to have a date, but I was like, you know what, let's hang out. The guy likes me. He told me that he wants to take me out and stuff like this. He was genuinely interested in me. So we arrive at the place. He doesn't hold my door for me. Mm-hmm. And why do I say that? Because my ex-boyfriend just before him was always doing that. So
he's just used to it.
Yeah, and this is why I say I was not ready. So he was not holding the door, and then the door slammed on my face.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. It slammed on my face, and then it was like, oh, sorry, I didn't see, whatever. So we went to eat.
I didn't see that you were with me.
Yeah, who are you? Why are you following me? And then after that, we were eating and he was talking on his phone, like SMS, sending texts. And then he said, like, oh, so is that girl that likes me, but I don't know if I like her back. Yeah. And I was like, you're with me on a date and you're talking with another girl.
And it was really a date, like you said it.
Yes. Like I said in the beginning, the guy was genuinely interested in me. He asked me before, but he was already interested in me, but I had a relationship.
Yeah.
So I never went into it. And then I was like, you know what? We're in the same class. Let's go. And for me, that was already a no when he started to talk with another girl. And then when we arrived to pay, I had my money and I wanted to pay. And then he put out like this cents, like the 50. If you are Belgian, you know, 50 cents, 2 euros. He didn't have enough money to pay. I think he only had 5 euros. And then he said, like, oh, can you pay the rest? And I basically paid everything. And you know what? That was really annoying because it's not only the paying that annoyed me, but the whole date.
Yeah.
And I didn't even send him a text after that, but he sent me, oh, it was nice to talk with you finally. I hope we will see each other again. And I said, no, I'm busy. No.
Bye for me.
No, because I didn't even say I'm busy. I said, yeah, it was nice. I didn't follow up on that. And then also after that, I went back with my ex because obviously he was holding doors for me.
Very important.
Very important. No, but just that was my worst date, I think.
Yeah.
And you?
Well, I don't really have like worst dates, but as you say, like holding doors and for me then paying pick up the bill at a first date or the few first dates, you know, that's a kind of... is it conservative then, I think? Are we still hung up on these conservative ideas of how dating should go? Because for me, if someone would ask me, are you conservative in that way? I am. I want the man to be like the protective one. Even sitting at a table on a date, I want him to sit where he can watch the door. Mm-hmm. You know why that is?
Why?
I'm being stupid. Because if something happens, if danger comes along, then he would see it first and then protect the woman.
Oh my God.
I swear to God, yes.
Oh my God, are you that person?
I am that person. If you notice, if you walk around in a restaurant and you see people like in couple style, just watch how they're seated. Mostly the men will be seated with their eyes on the door. That's really a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't
know that. You guys got schooled. Hey.
Wow, I didn't know that. I don't know. I think it's just like... I think that you have like genetics and biology that makes a man most of the time more protective than the woman.
Mm.
But I think in this day and age, you can protect each other. Like,
yeah, of course. I will protect you with my words and you protect me with your body and your finances.
No, for me, it's just like when I talk about the 50-50 rule and doing like one, it's just because I think when you love a person, you will try to do equally what the other person does for you.
Mm.
And that's for me important. I just think that love and respect and good communication is the most important thing.
Yeah.
In a relationship, and intimacy. Is also in a relationship. Then now we are really talking if when we're in a relationship.
Yeah.
But when we date, I look for the partner. When I date, I look for a partner who has love, respect, and who cares about intimacy. That's for me important.
Okay. For me, communication is very important because I'm very expressive about what I say, what I feel, I mean,
mm-hmm.
and what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, it's a little bit scary,
mm-hmm.
even. For some men who can't handle a woman who's outspoken. No shade. But also a lot of love and attention. And I don't mean you have to call me 15 times a day, but just...
Just 5 times a day.
Even 3 is enough. But, you know, just the little attentions that you're thinking of someone or you make that person feel that they are becoming part of your life or that you, you know, you appreciate them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That, to me, is important.
Yeah, for me, the communication is definitely important. And, like, we have different approaches because I don't mind if the person calls me once a day. It's just, like, that one time that he calls me. It has to be qualitative. It's just like, hey, how are you? Okay, I have to go. No. If you call me in the morning and we have a 1-hour conversation, for me, it's fine for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And obviously, like friends, you are going to text through the day for some things, to send a meme, to send a joke.
Meme are best things
ever. Yeah, like, so for me, that's fine. I think that for me, I value the values of the person more. Like, when I date, I really look from, okay, who is this person? What are those values? Mm. And in this generation, I was talking about the millennials, we tend to like a person based on the idea of the person instead of the person
exactly.
itself. And I recently... well, I've not been single for that long, but I've recently...
Ooh. I've recently... She's just ignored my ooh.
Well, I'm ignoring you. No, no. I recently dated someone, and the guy was perfect on paper. He was a French guy. He looked very good. He's smart. He was smart. He lived alone. In a nice apartment. And when we talked, he said, like, hey, I have wine in my house. Maybe we should, because I was talking that I really like good wine. And I have this French friend who showed me a lot about wine. He said, yes, I have a wine cellar in my house. Just come over in my apartment. And I said, yes, for sure, with pleasure. And we went and we started to talk. And it was very nice. You see, apartment, drinking wine, having cheese. And at a certain point, he started to talk about feminism. And he said, like, he thought that feminists are too much, that he doesn't understand why women want to be like men.
For him, what?
That was his definition of feminism.
And we don't want to be like men.
Yeah, and then he said, like, I was talking to my grandma. I forgot to tell you that last time. I was talking to my grandma, and she was saying that maybe in the 80s and the 70s it was better because men could talk easily with women. Now I have the feeling we cannot talk with women anymore. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's what I mean. Like, some men can't handle if you speak the truth or you're just outspoken.
Yeah, but you know what? We didn't even talk about feminists at that point. He didn't know, because I talked a bit of what I did, but he didn't know that I was an outspoken feminist.
Yeah.
And what is interesting is, like, we didn't have each other on social media at that point. Mm. And that is, I think, that is interesting because you don't have, like, a view of the person. And then you can learn the person very well, because in social media, you create an image of yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was saying these things, and then he also said, like, and then we just had this conversation about gender, and then he said, like, yeah, I also think that, because he was French, and he said, like, yeah, the only thing that François Hollande did is the gay marriage. I don't understand, like, two men could raise a child together. I think that's weird. And for me, like, the gender aspect was already, like, a no, but also the homophobic aspect.
Yeah.
So, and for me, I just didn't want to see the guy anymore. Like, we saw each other only that day, and then he sent me a text that he really liked me and that he wanted to see me again. What was really weird, because we really, really had a very, very hard discussion on those topics.
Okay.
And
maybe he just likes to, like, have someone who has a strong opinion about stuff.
No, but I don't have time to teach you about values and morals. And he was really insensitive on some topics, because he talked about the Minister of Equal Opportunity in France.
Yeah.
And he said to her, oh, she's so anti-man. She's such a feminist. I'm sure that when she was young, she must have had this traumatic experience. I think that's very insensitive. You see, when you see those...
That's just bluntly sexist, actually.
Yeah. So, for me, you had the idea of the person, that the guy looked good on paper. But when you talk to that guy a bit more, you see, like, oh my God, his value are totally different than mine. And that's why I always say that communication is important, and take time really to date, even if it's 6 months before you say, oh, we are in a relationship.
Let's sum up what is important when dating. So, first,
good communication.
Second,
that you trust the person.
Okay. Third,
well, at a certain point you fall in love with the person. Well, so love is important, loving the person for who they are.
Yeah. But love can be in a broader sense. It doesn't have to be like, oh my God, I can't live without you, Mariah Carey.
I can't live. Living is without you. Sorry, I had to do that.
Yeah, apparently. Four.
I think intimacy, because people mistake sex with intimacy. Intimacy is so much broader and deeper.
Yeah.
It's because it's not only about the physical aspect, but also the communication aspects.
Mm-hmm.
You can have sex with someone but not communicate very well, and that's a bummer, I think. I think that, especially in this millennial generation, we focus on the idea of the person and just, oh, the sex is okay, oh, that's nice. So, but
No. They'll build the rest going along. But no,
that doesn't work like this, ladies and gentlemen.
So, and five, I wanted to add. I'm actually going to make that one. Sorry for your one. Five, I think it's really important to be yourself when dating, because the person, the person can get to know you for who you are, and it's also more easily for you to get that person to, no wait, I'm going to rephrase this. It's important to be yourself because that person can get to know the real you, and you can see for yourself how they react to the real you. If they don't react as you would want them, then you know it's not a match, and then you move on. Thank you.
Next. No, yeah, I totally agree. Be yourself when you date. If you try to be someone else at a certain point, the real you will come out.
Yeah, and then we'll be like, "Who
are you?" And it's
who is?
And it's true that people can change during the time, but when you have the same values and, well, you. So at this age, I think when you have certain values and you see the life in a certain way, I don't think it's going to change that much.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's important. Just communicate, be yourself, enjoy your time, date a lot, and don't fall in love with the idea of the person.
Yeah.
Enjoy. I think that's what we
would give you as advice.
Also,
we're not perfect, huh?
Absolutely.
Our dating life is a mess.
Well,
let's just say it's a mess. Well, it's not a mess, but it's not. We've learned.
No, but I think I don't.
Why don't you want to say?
Because I don't see my dating life as a mess. I just see that I had a lot of experience, bad and good ones, and yes, I don't see it as a
mess. And we've learned.
Yeah, I don't see it as a mess, because as a mess is that it's not working. There is not a potion to have a perfect dating life. Nothing is perfect.
Yeah, because then everyone would have met their significant
other. Absolutely. And I'm happy about that. And I'm happy about the things that I've learned. Because like I said, when you date a lot, you know what you want. And yeah, I think that's important.
Okay. So if you want to share why our date or my dating life is is a mess.
Mine is not, though.
Hers is not, apparently. She's lying. No. But if you want to share your dating experiences with us, or you want to tell some fun anecdotes, you can slide into our DM, Yaya Talks on Instagram. You know the drill by now. So we'll talk to you later.
See you later. Bye. Thank you for listening. Bye.